Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on social media at JT Literally. We bring on regular business owners, just like you and me, to discuss practical ideas, strategies, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BBAI is sponsored by Anabots. We build AI with heart. Our trained AI sales and support assistants work 24/7 to increase sales, reduce costs, and free up your time so you can focus on growing your business. If you want to install a 24/7 near human sales and support team in your business, go to anabots.ai to learn more. And we do have 100% free options and low cost options to fit any budget. Once more, that's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Michael Lidicote. Michael Lidicote has been many things in his career: teacher, designer, leader, manager, and connector. And his core belief is that he can help others. A diverse background allows him to look at problems in ways that people within the industry don't always see. He's happy to be the person who raises his hand to ask the obvious question. And by looking at problems differently, he says we can find better solutions. Michael looks for new situations and challenges to keep himself engaged in work and life. Michael, welcome to Basic Business AI. I have one question for you. From your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your business?
AI is reshaping the future of my business by cutting time out of my day. Like it truly is that simple. It is whether it is simply using AI to do first drafts on emails, whether it is asking it to go through and look at things that I am currently doing in the business, whether it's doing mass data gathering for me so that I don't have to go do it, or even simple things like potential prospects I want to keep in touch with, keeping in front of them for me to remind them that, hey, we said we were going to get together. I'd really like that to happen. And allowing the AI to go and reach out to people and make that connection and ensure that that does happen. Those are just a couple of ways that I'm already using AI in my business today. And it's vastly helped me. And it's really fun to also show it off to other people and have them have that same epiphany moment. I had one of my account managers in one of the businesses I work in yesterday was going, hey, we need to get this email out and we got to do this. And I was like, okay, so give me the four bullet points. What do we need to say? He said, all right, it's got to be this. And I threw what Gemini had spit out. I put it onto a Word doc and said, hey, is this what you need? He's like, dude, you write fast. I was like, I don't write anything. You gave me the bullet points. This spit it out. This is good enough for our purposes of a quick email that's got to go to clients. Do you see anything obvious wrong? He's like, no, this is great. And it's also got, you know, X, Y, and Z. And I was going, yeah, man, like this is just how I do all first drafts now, is that I don't even take the time to necessarily form the cohesive sentence. I just say, I need an email. It's got to have these things in it. Like these are non-negotiables. And then the one I learned this year, Josh, was the tone question or the tone prompt for it of like, hey, make sure you sound warm and charming, you know, while you're writing this email, rather than cold and bullet pointy or whatever the case is. And it just learning that as a prompt of telling it how to write the email of the tone that I wanted to say, that changed my implementation of using something like that for first drafts immediately.
You know, there's so many things that I can extract from that. First of all, AI cuts time out of your day. Huge. Yes. Second of all, good enough is better than perfect. And absolutely. and that transfers over to anything, whether it's AI or not. It's better to have something that's good enough and it's out there than something that's perfectly not done.
Oh yeah. I'd rather have 10 good enough items off my checklist for the day than one perfect item and nine didn't get done.
And the other thing that I'm curious about is, you know, you specifically said, oh, hey, I use Gemini. I throw it in there. This is good enough. Let's send it out. Let's talk a little bit about your approach to that. And I want to dive in. You mentioned that you were a real estate investor. And so is this related to your real estate career, or was it something else?
So I do in real estate. My specific example, though, is that I also serve as a consultant for operations capacity for businesses. And so this is a business where we are sending out an email notice to clients that we're about to make a change in a policy or procedure that's going to affect their accounts. And that is a generic email, right? Like that is just a blast to, 180 users, just letting them know, hey, this thing is about to change. If you have questions, contact your account manager. They will clear everything up for you in person. I don't need to spend the mental capacity and energy of crafting, spending the 20 minutes to make that happen. I can literally just say, it's got to have these points, make it sound like this. Hey, team, we good with this? Great. And that took less than 5 minutes to get that deliverable ready for that team for that specific use case.
Yeah, and you mentioned something about tone. There's actually a few levers that you can turn here, and this is a great opportunity to dive a little bit deeper. Tone is one of them. Voice is another. Style and structure, and just at a high level, they're all very similar, right? But it's a if you are fine-tuning your content based on the tone, the voice, the style, and the structure, that's going to produce a superior product for you than if you just throw something into ChatGPT and you get the rocket emojis and unleash the power of the revolution of real estate, whatever. That's when you get that generic stuff that nobody likes. But if you tell it, write it in this tone, use this kind of voice, use this kind of style, this structure. And so the voice, one thing that we've played with is we'll create a prompt to create a piece of content, and then we'll ask it to rewrite it in the voice of, we've tried Ernest Hemingway. We've done Jurassic Park, which was a good one. We've done, anybody that's like a famous actor or a famous movie. We tried Lord of the Rings one time. That was pretty funny. Yeah, and so what it does is it gives you a totally fresh idea and perspective, and you may sound like ridiculous, in the tone of Elvis Presley or something, but it helps add some personality to your writing in a way that wouldn't naturally be there.
Well, let me give you this one. This one was pretty cool that got shown to me. What one company was doing is they said, hey, we want a very nice, very cool, cold open email that we think people will open and they'll reply to. But what they did that I had never heard of anybody do is they said, first, what we want you to do, AI, is we want you to go look at their website and we want you to write a Forbes style article about their business based on what you find on the website. And then once it done that, they said, hey, now we want you to reference the article you just wrote and identify like the two big pain points or the two big things this company really excels at and why our services at AY, XYZ company would be a good fit for them. And that idea of just going like, hey, let's use this tone of voice, which is a very professional tone of voice, to extract the type of information, because those types of articles, as you said, like they're very laid out. They hit all the relevant points about a summary of what a business is and how it does it and who's involved and all that sort of stuff. And then to then say, okay, now that you just wrote this thing, now pull out these important pieces from what you just summarized. It was that next layer of learning for me on what AI could do of like, oh, you could tell it to reference its own thing that it created in order to go and get you even further down that creative process so that you're that much further along. That was just another like mind expander for me of just like, oh wow, you could really implement it that way.
Yeah, and that's what I love about this show is that we're talking about real world practical applications from a non-guru perspective of this is just how I can increase my, you said, cut time out of my day and get some good enough stuff off of my plate, and that's really what AI, for those of us who are curious or unsure about what we need to be doing, and maybe it's too confusing, it's too intimidating. Really, you just talk to it like a human. You just need to give it a few more instructions. If you were hiring a human person, you would want to tell them exactly what to do, and a machine is no different.
Yeah, it's that idea that if as long as I as long as I draw the box well enough, it can probably do good enough that either I can go and polish it, or that it's not going to be offensive or bothersome to other people that go out. And that for me is where that time saving comes in, is like, yes, I do have to write, a paragraph of like, use this tone, use this voice, don't, avoid mentioning these things, but instead focus on these items. Like, that's fine. And I'm happy to do that because the quality of the product that I get out, again, will save me 15 minutes a day every time I have to do that. And that's super valuable to me.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. And so I'm curious, can you talk a little bit more about consulting on operations and some of the things that you do on a daily basis? Tell me a little bit more about that and how do you really help people?
Oh, absolutely. So, when I meet people for the first time, the way I explain what I do for them in operations is I explain I am a plumber for business owners. I go and find the cash that's leaking out of your business and I plug those holes. And so, twice I've found over $1 million in annual recurring revenue for people that did not require them to land any more sales, it didn't require them to acquire any new customers. It was just that there was a difference between what was written in the contract for the client to receive and what the client was actually paying for on their monthly statements. And once we reconciled those two things, that changed the financial outlook of that company.
Wow, just the little things sometimes. And actually, it's interesting you say that. I have some clients who are CPAs, and they constantly are hammering home the idea of if you want to make more money, pay the government less. I guarantee you, you're overpaying the government. Pay them less, and you will make more money without ever having to make another sale.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's
That's
funny.
awesome. Go
I
ahead.
just did a time audit for one of my clients who happens to be in tax prep stuff, and it was amazing to say, well, here's what you assume is happening in the company, but here's the reality of what's happening in the company. And that means that there's a world of difference between where you thought you were and where you actually are. So now let's just get you make that bridge to where you want to be.
Yeah, awesome. And so, where can we go to learn more about that, and who's a good candidate to really engage with you?
Yeah, absolutely. The best way to do that is just to reach out to me, Michael at dissectingthedeal.com. And candidates for me are business owners who think everything is going fine in their business and just assume that everything's functioning the way it should, or guys who are working 60 hours a week, they're pulling their hair out and they're just going, man, why can't I get this thing to grow any bigger?
Yeah, awesome. And Michael at dissectingthedeal.com. Is that right?
That's right.
Excellent. Hey, we're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Michael Lidycote, for coming on and sharing a little bit of wisdom about how he uses AI in his business and also how he unclogs your business pipes as the plumber of businesses. We're going to wrap up here. And for those of you who want to connect directly with Michael, you can go to Michael at dissectingthedeal.com and you can contact him directly. And for those of you who are running a business of any size and you have some ideas or some strategies around the topic of AI, or if you just have some questions or curiosities, you're a little skeptical, we'd love to have you on a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels of experience and exposure to AI so we can represent all voices, especially the 80 to 90% of us who are curious about AI, but not trying to be tech geniuses. You can apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to install a 24/7 AI sales and support team that actually has a heart for less than 10% of the cost of a single employee, get yourself an Anabot. You can learn more at anabots.ai. We'll see you next time on basicbusiness.ai. And oh, by the way, if you like this episode, please tell your friends. See you later.